but it works very well for the purposes of the story. So, what does White do with the story? Well, he changes the focus of all previous Arthurian literature, which was about heroism and overcoming obstacles, into something very modern, very post-war. And that is that Arthur has found a way to take all the might, all the power that's floating around in the world, and channel it into doing what is right. And that distinction between might and right, and how to harness the might for the purposes of right, is what the Round Table is all about. The Round Table takes people's violent and competitive instincts and channels them into human service, into helping people out, into bringing about justice and peace. So the first few books, The Sword and the Stone, even The Queen of Air and Darkness, and The Ill-Made Knight, are mostly about the success of the Round Table. And what White learned that many other writers haven't quite gotten was that the only way to make something really, really tragic at the end is to make it really beautiful and happy in the beginning and the middle. So The Sword and the Stone is this idyllic childhood of Arthur where he gets to turn into animals and see tournaments and do magic. And then he has these great successes as he builds up his kingdom and makes it more powerful. And then it all comes crashing down, destroyed by the Lancelot Guinevere infidelity and the Lancelot Guinevere Arthur triangle, and destroyed by Mordred, the offspring of Arthur and his sister Morgause. In modernizing and really making modernistic his Arthurian material, White also makes a very radical change in the character of Sir Lancelot. Sir Lancelot, who, by the way, wasn't in the original Arthurian materials but comes in from France later on, is, of course, the greatest knight ever, the best fighter, the one who always wins. T.H. White makes him ugly, hideously ugly. He says he looks like an ape, and he's embarrassed of himself. White also makes Lancelot cruel. Said the thing about Lancelot was that he liked to hurt people, and then he felt terrible about it afterwards. By the way, I don't really go in for biographical criticism, but this is perhaps a description of T.H. White himself. He is a very strange man with a very difficult life. He was a schoolmaster and an expert in Latin, and he loved animals to the point where when his beloved Irish setter died, he almost had to be institutionalized for depression. But the few people who knew White and talked about him said that it seemed that White was completely a sadist. He only got sexual satisfaction somehow out of hurting people, but he was also moralistic enough that he wouldn't do that. And he hated it. And there was this very weird moment towards the end of his life when he falls in love with a young boy, and the young boy falls in love with him, and the young boy's parents keep this from going on. And White himself suggested that he couldn't have any real relationships with people, but only with animals, because he was a sadist of some sort.